Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Joining you in the studio tonight,
Wayne.
Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right. So, again, 800-259-9231. Of course, it is 420, the 20th of April, 2011, another day that is going to live in infamy here in New Hampshire as people gathered at the Concord State House to smoke pot peacefully out in front of the State House on the steps and the little garden area they have in the front of the State House. I don't know what you call it. I guess it's not really a garden, I suppose. The lawn, I guess that's more accurate. And lots of people, over 250 people showing up. It was a great turnout. Lots of people had a good time, and everybody went home. Nobody got arrested, which, as far as I'm concerned, that's the state backing down. And the more times we can get them to blink, the better. So more to come. The 420 celebrations will continue, of course. In Keene, they once it warms up, they start to happen every single day for the most part. And I don't know if they're still doing them out in Manchester on a regular basis, but for a little while they were doing them there as well. And they're going to go back to the State House on July 4th as well as the November 5th. And so what happened in your area today? Were you aware of anything going on? Were you out at whatever the event might have been? Because certainly this is not the only place in the country where such an event occurred. It was just that I got to go out, and it was well worth the hour's drive that took to get there. So you're welcome to share your story, your experience from 420 today, or your thoughts on prohibition, or anything that might happen to be on your mind here at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, so in other news, again, lots of the news not so great, right? So we're going to give you some more not so great news. 420 celebrations, great news. Maybe we'll see some change in that area, but in other areas, yeah, not so good. Truthout.org reporting, within weeks and possibly days, President Obama is likely to sign into law a bill that will bring unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, that is, into U.S. general airspace, crisscrossing the country in company with passenger planes and other human-carrying aircraft. The story of how planes without onboard pilots will gain entry into our crowded airspace, where birds are life-threatening, possibly within the next 3 years, is one involving campaign contributions, jobs, and fear. As we will see, safety appears not to be the top priority. I became aware of the pro-drone legislation from a February 10, 2011 Syracuse Post-Standard report on that Senator Charles Schumer was supporting an amendment to the pending Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill that would create test zones for the introduction of drones into general airspace. Now, you know that earlier, earlier in 2010, Houston, and I don't think they were the only city, but the only one I can actually name, Houston was testing these drones. The police department was testing unmanned aerial vehicles throughout the city of Houston. Now you're talking about the FAA, and the reason why they couldn't really do much more than tests was due to the FAA, if I'm recalling correctly, not having essentially done whatever bureaucratic rigmarole is necessary to legalize the use of these drones on the part of the government. And now it looks like they're moving toward making that happening. This isn't a police state, though, is it?
No. It's scary. They're using these predator drones on American citizens.
Senator Schumer was interested in the pro-drone amendment because of the Reaper drones, the MQ-9 Reapers, killer drones that are flying over Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq, are stationed at Hancock Air Force Base near Syracuse. However, FAA safety restrictions have limited drone flights out of Hancock. If Schumer's legislative move succeeds this week, it would help ensure the future of 1,215 jobs at the base in Mattydale, New York, and potentially lead to millions of dollars in radar research contracts for local defense companies. Yeehaw! Looks like the military-industrial complex is hard at work selling the government more equipment to tyrannize us with.
There's also, by the way, there was an article about a month ago that they have these new hummingbird drones that are about the size of a hummingbird that can fly around and spy on people.
Yep. It's creepy, and they have them in shapes of hummingbirds, too.
Every time I see a hummingbird now, I flip at the bird.
Some people would say that these drones are okay, but these, I wonder how they feel about cameras in the streets. I mean, this is essentially the same thing, right? Running these drones over American cities is the same as having, American police officers watching you through these cameras in the streets. They've studied them in London and shown that cameras are not effective in reducing crime. They're not effective in catching criminals.
Well, I would suspect, Mark, that anybody that is in favor of drones would also be in favor of cameras in streets.
I don't know. I don't know that they all are.
About,
I don't think that they look at them the same way. I think that they'd say, oh, well, they'll just use the drones to chase after bank robbers and, you know, drug dealers that are running away and stuff like that.
All right. So let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello.
I just want to comment on something that I heard Mark say earlier in the show about the whole 420 celebration thing. He said that it sounded like it would be more responsible. Let me make sure I'm getting this right, Mark. More responsible if people were smoking at around 7:20. Is that what you said?
No, I think that it's close. The guy said something about responsible marijuana use or something like that, and trying to equate the terms responsible and marijuana. And since we were talking about 420, I don't find the term 420 to be a particularly responsible term because it indicates the time of day that one is supposed to smoke marijuana. As far as I'm concerned, all the jobs I've had, that I would have called the responsible jobs of my life, I got off at 5 or later.
So you weren't responsible when you were a taxi driver?
When I was a taxi driver, you'd work 12 hours a day, but, you know.
But that,
well, I was just commenting. The only reason why I brought it up is just because, you know, I just thought, you know, now I guess after about 20 minutes of the show is when you finally, like, blaze up. I mean, is that what you're saying? Because, like, 7:20, right? I mean, that's right.
Well, clearly he doesn't think he's... He said it's only the responsible jobs he's had. So clearly you're not responsible when you're doing Free Talk Live because it's a nighttime show.
But I don't smoke
pot. You said they were phoning it in for the last hour. So does that mean that you phoned it in for the last 2 hours of the show?
No, I'm not. I'm really not a pot smoker. I'm not saying I haven't done it in my life. It's just it's not how I live these days.
I don't think you're just picking on people, Mark. You're just being mean to
what? No, the guy said, no, I'm not picking on anybody, Ian. I'm responding to what the guy said. Why don't you just pull up the article there, and we'll pick apart that last sentence to which I responded.
The suggestion is that you're not responsible if you smoke at 420 because most people who are responsible have jobs that end at 5.
The suggestion is that most people do work from 9 to 5.
Is that true?
I think they do,
I don't know if that's even true. Johnson?
I don't know if that's true either, actually. That's an interesting statistic. I don't know. But speaking of articles and pulling up articles, actually, the real reason why I call this...
I've never worked 9 to 5, by the way. Never. My whole career.
You've been a disc jockey. That's not exactly the height of responsibility, my friend.
I kept 3 radio stations on the air, man. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
What was your shift at Kmart?
Huh?
What was your shift at Kmart?
All over the damn place. I mean, I started as early as 7 a.m. to as late as 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I think a lot of people that are working...
So that was the closest you ever got, really, to a 9 to 5.
I don't know. No, 9 to 5 is a consistent schedule. You're 9 to 5 every single day during the week. That's what a 9 to 5 is. And a lot of people that work in retail, and there's a lot of retail in America, are all over the damn clock as far as they're going to work.
It's true they are.
So, Johnson, what else did you want to share?
Okay, so the real reason why I wanted to call is you know, closer to what you said. We're talking about pulling up articles because... I've been doing work on the website, and we've got an announcement, a little feature. I mean, it's the first step of a feature, but, it's part of it's live now, and that is that people can now go to the website, and when they see either an episode of the show, each show has its own episode page, or when they're on one of the articles on our front page, we have activated the social graph, is essentially what the technology is called, which is there are sharing buttons. So now it's real easy. There are little gizmos that you can click to share an article or an episode of Free Talk Live to your favorite social website and or email or whatnot.
Right, so I'm looking there. If you click on any article, there's like Facebook and Twitter and other icons that I'm not familiar with that will make it easy to share these stories from freetalklive.com. Very cool, Johnson. Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. At 800-259-9231, you irresponsible louts. More coming up here. You can take control. Anybody that doesn't have a 9-to-5 job, apparently irresponsible in Mark's mind. You can bring up anything, though. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring us anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Live streams, of course, our cam as well. You can go and watch the cam over at cam.freetalklive.com. And at the same time, you can interact in the chat room if you like. It's built into the very same page, the webcam and chat room, all available free for you at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
We continue. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Ladies first, let's talk to Tater, listening in Mississippi to XM 158, America's Talk. Hello, Tater. Tater in Mississippi, going once. Tater in Mississippi, going twice. How about the creature calling from Pennsylvania, also listening to America's Talk, XM 158. Hello, the creature. We are not having good luck with the phones tonight, apparently. The creature going once. The creature going twice. All right, let's try Michael in Connecticut. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Oh, good evening.
Hey.
I did it.
What's on your mind tonight, Michael?
I want to talk about retiring. I want to talk about retiring from the LP.
Retiring from the LP? Do they have a pension plan?
I guess not.
They sure don't have much money.
The LP, for those who are not insiders, stands for the Libertarian Party. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, only because a long time ago I joined as a life member, and basically, you know, with what happened over the past, you know, few years, really kind of everything deteriorated with them, you know, and.
Well, when you say deteriorated, what you mean by that is that the Libertarian Party at one time, and I was also a member and a life member at that, the Libertarian Party has lost its way. At one time, it was the party of principle, and they still call themselves that. You had to sign a statement to get into it that said that you won't advocate or support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And at one time, it seemed like the party really meant it when they put out their press releases and they had their presidential candidates. And then it was pretty much right around when Bob Barr became their presidential candidate that things really went off a cliff for me, and that's when I publicly renounced my membership.
Yeah. I mean, when Mary Ruart, you know, came in at the last minute, you know, I thought there was a glimmer of hope, and you know, and she's like the one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet.
Yeah.
You know, she ideologically, she's very, you know, fair. You know, but when Bob Barr pretty much stole it, you know, that kind of did it for me, you know.
I'd like to point out
I kind of resigned. I sort of, in my head, I resigned a few years ago, but I thought maybe, you know, there's that, you know, that last minute, you know, hope that maybe something would happen, but, you know.
Yep.
So,
I'd like to point out what this means to resign one's life membership. In order to be a life member of the LP, the Libertarian Party, I don't know how it worked for you. It's Michael, right?
Yes.
How it worked for you, Michael, but Ian gave him like a grand, and then he was a life member forever and ever. So there's no reason for him to have resigned his membership. You know, in his mind, he's pretty thoroughly invested. If you give somebody if you give an organization $1,000 to be a life member, and you're not a life member anymore, it's a big deal to decide, you know what, I've got this membership that I've already paid for up until the end of time, I'm going to renounce that. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I figured out, you know, how am I supposed to do that? You know, I figured I'd just write him a letter in either crayon or Sharpie marker.
I called their head office in Washington D.C. and actually essentially withdrew my membership over the phone. They were like, "Well, we could keep sending you our newsletter." Nope, I'm not interested in reading about what you're doing. You're just not the party of principle anymore, and I don't want to be associated with you. And their press releases between then and now have been a mixed bag. Where
it's like different people are getting in control of the word processor there.
Yeah, it's just bad.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame, you know. I mean some kind of split off and formed the Boston Tea Party, but
that didn't you know, that didn't go anywhere though.
It didn't. No.
Right.
Well, it's okay. The Libertarian Party didn't go anywhere either.
I mean, come on, Libertarians.
Yeah,
there's nothing that can be changed at the national level. Give up on it. Forget about it. Focus on the local level specifically. Make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. If you feel so inclined, join the Libertarian Party here. But it would seem like you'd have more effect in the Democrats or the Republican Party here in New Hampshire simply because...
I'm sorry. I'd love to move up there, but I work in liquor retail. So.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, that's tough because the state.
That's the one thing that's blocking me from going up there because you have state stores up there. So.
Yep, that's a problem. It is possible to sell beer and wine if you are not the state in New Hampshire. I guess it didn't used to be that way, but yeah, the state does sell hard liquor here. And obviously, that's something that really needs to change. It would be nice to have people with a skin in the game up here to work towards making that happen. It's a huge income stream for the state, and it will not be an easy task to pull that away from them. But clearly, that's a real area in which liberty needs to advance.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it'd be nice to open up a nice fine wine shop, but I guess it's illegal up there right now.
No, I don't think that's...
No, you can open a fine wine shop.
Yeah, wine and...
There was one right here on Main Street in Keene, yeah.
Yeah, wine and beer are completely legal from what I think, you probably have to get some sort of permit from the state.
Yeah.
But you can sell those. The state only sells hard liquor. That's their exclusive deal, if you will. And that's certainly something that needs to change. Hopefully we'll see some of the liberty-oriented state reps start to introduce legislation to that extent.
I hope so, yeah.
Thanks for being out there, man. Good luck withdrawing from the Libertarian Party, and thanks for the call. It's just,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. It's just sad for them. It's sad for them, for the LP. You know, back in the day, Mark, when we started doing this program, on a syndicated basis, Free Talk Live started as a local radio show in Sarasota, Florida back in 2002, and we were syndicated toward the end of 2004. And I guess it was probably around the beginning of when we got syndicated that I started reaching out to the LP to, you know, as a life member of the party, as somebody who had spent time and effort promoting the Libertarian Party and money promoting the Libertarian
syndicated
Party.
Syndicated on radio stations across the country, not many of them at the time. But
no, but the idea was to, you know, show them the vision for the show and, you know, show them the potential for the show to grow and to, you know, get them excited about having a real libertarian. At the time, I would have used the term for myself. I will not now. But at the time, I would have considered myself a real libertarian, unlike a lot of the other talk show hosts. Thought that might be exciting to them, the idea that that this was a new syndicated venture and that they could, you know, get behind it by some extent. To some extent, I wasn't looking for money. I was just looking more for promotional ability, you know, to kind of send out
ties of Free Talk Live to the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, I was more than willing to do that. I mean, because, again, this was the only realm that I knew of at the time. The Free State Project was out there, but I hadn't moved to New Hampshire. I certainly hadn't really come to the conclusion of how awesome New Hampshire and the Free State Project would end up being. And how much more successful within 4 or 5 years the Free State Project has been compared to the Libertarian Party's 30-plus years being in existence and barely electing more than a dog catcher. But, so they rebuffed me and basically didn't care.
But the RLC, which was an incipient organization at the time, or at least compared to the Libertarian Party, they got behind Free Talk Live financially.
That's true,
and
they did.
Look how much more successful they've been throughout the years, since then. And I'm not saying it has to do with Free Talk Live, but just a much more successful organization, the Libertarian Party.
More coming up here. You can take control at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net
packed for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you there. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound?
Mm.
How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a whole bunch more to do. There'll be some shore excursions, lots of things to do for families and singles alike. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you can still reserve your berth now. You can you don't have to put up the whole thing. The prices, I can't tell you the prices. They've gone up since last week because now we don't have them reserved anymore. But you can still get a room to go on the cruise at cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it before they run out of them completely. The ship has gone from green to yellow, then back to green. I don't know how many rooms are left. Cruise.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. We're going to try Tater one more time, listening in Mississippi to XM's America's Talk, XM 158. Hello, Tater. Tater going once. Tater going twice. All right, that's the last time. We'll try that one.
Is it the board op? I mean,
well, no. Sometimes the people come and they go. Okay. She wasn't there when we first called for her, and she wasn't there this time. Let's go to Roger, listening in Scotland. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. There he is. Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
That's not Roger.
Good talk to you.
Sounds like Roger. Roger, go ahead with your thoughts. This is Roger, right?
All right. This is Roger. One thing that's always interested me is the home production of alcohol.
Yeah, sure, homebrewing.
homebrewing, yeah. And actually, in the you can find a statute that allows you to brew up to 100 gallons of beer or wine per year. If you're single, if you're with someone else, then that's bumped up to 200 gallons of beer or wine.
That's a lot of drinking.
Well, that is, but, you know, if you have some friends, you can go through that pretty quickly.
That much is true.
Now, is this in Scotland that you're talking about?
No, this is actually in the U.S.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I'm originally from Tennessee, but currently I'm over in Scotland.
Now, is that a state law that you're referring to, a Tennessee state law?
No, that's actually found in the U.S. tax code.
Oh, really? Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, state laws might vary on that. You know, they have their own laws when it comes to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But on the federal level, you're allowed to.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is, if, let's say you were to make, you know, 100 gallons of wine and want to turn that into brandy, you're looking at up to $10,000 fine and up to 5 years imprisonment.
Oh, boy.
Really?
And what if you sell the wine? What if you make wine and then try to sell it? They're not going to like that very much, are they?
Oh, no, they're not going to like that very much. But,
yeah.
I mean, that's no... fairly understandable.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
When you think about it...
Wait a minute. Well, what's understandable about that? It's your wine. You should be able to sell it.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Okay.
However, it's when it comes to, I mean, certain things, at the point we're at now, you know, you need to tax.
No, you don't.
Because... No, well,
why would you need to do something like that? Why would you need to tax something?
Well, that's it. As it is now.
Right. They feel like they need to tax, but none of that needs to happen. We can just have freedom, and people can make their wine and their alcohol and their brandy, and everybody can be left alone.
If I can only have that.
Right?
If I can only have that.
Right. I mean, it does seem ridiculous to me that people can't produce. I understand where you're coming from in today's current culture. Pretty much anybody who sells anything anywhere is taxed in some way,
but
shape, or form.
Don't let that fact be something to dissuade you from speaking out against it. I mean, don't just begrudgingly accept it. Speak out and let it be known that it's ludicrous that these people are taxing and threatening and preventing people from buying and selling and brewing whatever it is they want to.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But the most interesting thing that I found is you can take a liquid with so much alcohol and simply take water out of it, and you still have the same amount of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's no more of a threat or anything. The exact same alcohol, which is what they're actually taxing.
Yeah.
And if you can make 100 gallons of beer, let's say, or wine at, you know, 10% alcohol, you have 10 gallons of alcohol. Why do they care what form that alcohol is in?
Right. You know, you're actually pointing something out that's true. You can take, say this, say you brew up 3 gallons of beer for yourself here in the state of New Hampshire, and then you decide, I'm going to put that in the freezer, and then I'm going to take off, I'm going to pour off the liquor that does not, in fact, freeze, the alcohol in it that doesn't freeze, pour that off, and then toss the rest of it, then you're guilty of distilling. I mean, it's a crime.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's crazy. I mean, the only reason I can think of that is illegal is, you know, it's essentially protection for the existing distillers, the people that are officially in the business and licensed. It's essentially a protection for them against competition from upstarts and people with their own kitchens and breweries and things like that. And that's really the only explanation I can think of. Guys, anything else?
Well,
that's it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's also a way that the government, who becomes increasingly rapacious over time, raises new sources of revenue. They're always looking for new sources of revenue, and that's just one that they got years ago.
Yeah, and it's also a holdover probably from Prohibition to some extent as well.
Sure.
We'll legalize it, but
we want to make money off of it.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Roger?
Because, also, you were talking earlier about the state liquor stores in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And behind that, there is actually... some good, maybe not the state liquor stores, but the state liquor distribution.
And how's that good?
Because, that's good because, in those states, for example, I'm from Tennessee, mm-hmm. so that's where I know the best. If you're to sell a wine or a beer or whiskey or vodka or whatever, you have to sign a contract with a distributor. Once you sign that contract, pretty much nothing short of, you know, an act of God could terminate that contract. Not even your death.
Okay. And your point is what?
The point is that you sign up with a distributor, and then you find another distributor that will give you a better deal.
Yeah, and then you can't leave.
Lower markup, you can't leave. There's no way you can leave.
I found this to be true. A friend of mine was in the brewing business here in New Hampshire, and it's basically they lock you up, and then there's nothing you can do.
But wait a minute. You're saying that having the state running the distribution game is somehow a good thing because of this? You're citing examples of state regulation as to why it is that the state is good to have around. The reason why you only have so many alcohol distributors is because of state regulations. They're only going to allow so many players into the game, and because the marketplace is restricted to the amount of people that are supplying the alcohol, these people can get away with having very restrictive contracts because they know there's hardly anybody else that is playing the game.
It's
and that's
oligopoly.
Because of the state.
Yeah.
Right, so the state actually enforces the scenario that you're complaining about.
No, but with a state-run distribution, pretty much it's a level playing field.
That's a monopoly,
everyone.
Dude.
Yeah. just wait until the state decides they don't want to distribute you.
Right. What you're describing is a monopoly.
The thing I like about New Hampshire is they actually say that pretty much, you know, if at all possible, they have to buy products made in New Hampshire.
Okay.
I had a friend who brewed beer in New Hampshire, and they drove him out of business.
You're not going to get me to sing the praises of a monopoly here, dude, because you're talking about an organization that enforces itself on everyone by the threat of violence. We can't go and create anything that can compete with them at the threat of being thrown in a jail cell. And the idea that you could support something like that. Thanks for the call.
Well, he's just comparing him. He's not supporting them. He's saying, I like this better than I like that.
He said it was good.
Well,
it's not
comparison.
It's evil. 1-800-259-9231. You getting thrown in a cage or being threatened to be thrown in a cage and having thousands of dollars stolen from you because you distilled some alcohol. That's evil. And I can't possibly support a system like that. And it's a monopoly on top. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 420 edition of the program after incredibly successful 420 events, likely all around the country. Reports kind of trickling in at this point, but it was a huge success here in New Hampshire with hundreds of people at the State House Capitol steps enjoying themselves and enjoying a little bit of marijuana as well out in public, which I think is great. I think people should not be afraid. It's not something that you should be embarrassed about. And I understand a lot of people are afraid because they'll have consequences from their job. Because even though the people they work with understand that marijuana isn't dangerous, they still feel as though they have to take some sort of public stance against it because it's illegal. So even if your boss gets the fact that he's probably used pot in his past and that many of his employees likely use pot, if it comes out that one of the employees publicly the public finds out that one of the employees is a pot smoker, then action must be taken in the name of the war on drugs. And that person must have their job removed so they can go and get a worse job doing something that's less important in life. And it's just so destructive. The whole war on drugs is so destructive. People getting arrested for things like having a plant in their pocket or a chemical on them and having their lives torn apart because of this stupid felony or misdemeanor arrest that so many people, 1.5 million Americans arrested for mostly for drug possession every single year in this country, and over 800,000 of those 1.5 million are for marijuana. These are your friends and your family members. These are your coworkers and your neighbors, your lovers and your family. These are people you know.
Yeah, and likely if you're older, this is the younger generation. I mean, do we really need a generation with all kinds of convictions on them? The United States is already the most incarcerating country on the planet. Do we need more of this?
Let's continue with your phone calls. You can bring up anything you'd like. It's J.D. listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, J.D. J.D., going once.
Hey, guys.
Hey, J.D., go ahead.
How's it going? Great show.
What's on your mind tonight? What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
I was listening in earlier, and I think you guys were talking about distilling and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I am a big L libertarian, but I had a little devil's advocate question. I was wondering about distribution of alcohol and distillation of alcohol and protection of the consumer as far as checking the quality and making sure that, something that's getting potentially distributed to the public isn't poisonous. What do you guys think about you know, those kinds of regulations.
It's a legitimate concern, and frequently the objection that comes up when you talk about doing something like getting rid of some government regulatory agency like the health board or the health supervisor or whatever, or in this case the liquor commission. And it is something that I think needs to be handled by the marketplace. And we're taught, what I mean is certification, third-party certification. So, for instance, if I'm a liquor vendor, if I operate a store, ABC Liquor or something like that, if I'm a liquor vendor, I want my customers to know that they've got a good quality product, that, you know, a consistent quality manufactured in controlled conditions. I want them to know that they're dealing with quality product when they buy through my business. So I'm going to only deal with distributors and suppliers that have certain standards, a certain set of quality standards. And in different industries, there are different quality standards. There's the ISO. I think that stands for International Standards Organization. There are different levels of ISO standards that manufacturers are certified to. And there's, of course, also Underwriters Laboratories and ETL and other third-party certifiers that look at various different types of products. And they will slap their label, their seal of approval on it, if it passes a certain level of quality. And if it doesn't, then they'll get kicked back in the company's face that submitted it. And so as a retailer, it would be your responsibility to ensure that your customers feel safe and comfortable buying this, what is already a deadly product to some extent. Alcohol can be very deadly, depending. But to make your customers feel safe. But at the same time, in a true free market, I should also be free to take a risk and buy from my friend who doesn't have any kind of certification, who's going to sell me his, you know, home-brewed whiskey. If I want to make that choice, I should be free to make that choice. And the marketplace will provide us with all manner of choices.
There are some consumer organizations that are poised to do this kind of certification. The Better Business Bureau already offers a certification in the marketplace to businesses to do a better job than other businesses. The Consumer Reports already offers essentially a certification, a stratified certification to different manufacturers of different products as to how good their product performs, customer service, customer levels of satisfaction, things like that. These companies are poised to go right ahead and certify national-level distributors of alcohol. I don't know that even national-level distributors of alcohol would even exist in a truly free market, but certainly they exist now, and they likely would transition in to a more free marketplace.
So there already is something outside. I mean, I guess I was thinking alcohol is, you know, it seems very controlled. And so I was wondering, yeah, I don't really know much about alcohol distribution.
Well, there's nothing in place now. I'm not saying that there is. I'm saying that organizations like the Better Business Bureau and Consumer Reports are poised to jump in. But you can believe that Budweiser isn't going to start poisoning its customers. There may be some low-level, company that tries to do such, you know, that uses less than acceptable ingredients. But, you know, the big ones wouldn't, and then they would get together to, you know, make some sort of certification so that they would so people would know which ones to trust and which ones not to trust, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea and a good talking point, because sometimes you get into a discussion and you know, like when it comes down to the health of you know, fellow citizens, it's sometimes hard to argue around. But I think
absolutely. But if you look at it, when somebody brings that objection up, that's an example of why these things would exist. When someone brings up the objection of, well, I want to feel safe. Well, that's the reason why these certifiers would all of a sudden spring up, because people want to feel safe. They want to feel like they're getting the quality product that they expect to get. And the same reason why car manufacturers are constantly advertising their safety ratings. You know, it's 5-star. Now, of course, in some cases, it's the government that's doing that testing too. But that doesn't mean that these tests wouldn't be done in the marketplace, because there would be a demand for these things. And Consumer Reports, I believe, does do their own automotive testing. There are private people that do automotive testing. Those things do exist.
And a lot of people consult those ratings before they buy a car. I always look at that before I buy a car.
Sure, smart shopping thing to do.
Yeah, I want to see what the longer term, or at least the midterm reliability rating is on a car before I buy it. If it shows poor, I won't buy it based on Consumer Reports numbers.
Yep.
So thanks for the question. Anything else you want to bring up?
No, that's Great. Thanks. Good
appreciate hearing from you, JD. Great question. Really important, by the way, to get that information out there to people. And there are so many different certifiers out there that most people aren't aware of. These certifiers are out there.
Well, they just think that they're government certifiers. I mean, when people see the UL label on the bottom of their toaster, they don't think to themselves, here's a private company that's certifying electrical equipment for me.
I don't know
me.
What they think.
I just imagine they think it's a government certification. But I can tell you, if the government certified electrical equipment, the stuff would catch fire and kill us all.
And if it blew up and somebody got hurt, you wouldn't be able to sue the government.
That's correct. There's no liability when it comes to the government. But these third-party certifiers, I don't know what their level of liability is.
I'm not speaking correctly. The fact is, manufacturers will do their very best not to create equipment that would blow up, because manufacturers are incentivized to keep their customers alive so that they can continue.
You want to have a good reputation. I mean, if you're Black & Decker, you don't want to be known for making the toaster that sets someone's kitchen on fire. You just don't want to have that reputation out there. And so all these companies that are playing in the open marketplace have an interest in making sure their products are as safe as possible. Is that to say there won't be products that are dangerous? No, of course not. The marketplace will have the full variety, as it does now. Right now, there are illegally manufactured alcohols out there. I've had some of them before. I mean, they exist. And you are taking some level of risk by enjoying them, but it's usually fine.
Well, you know, if you're a smart marketer, you're going to find out what the marketplace wants. And if it means having your product certified a certain way that will be favorable to you in the marketplace, you would do it. It would be a very small investment.
Right. You take on that cost and you get that done. Let's go on screen to the Amp Lines. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello. Amp Lines. Hello. Going once. Going twice. That's what you get. All right. So, third-party certification, very important concept to get out there, not just in alcohol, but also in all products. I mean, also specifically health codes. People are really scared that if you get rid of the government, that restaurants will start poisoning them. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of based on this weird mentality that the corporations are out to get you, that the guy that runs your local Italian eatery is, for some reason,
just dying to put rat poison on that pizza, but doesn't do it because the government inspector may roll through one day out of the year. You know, and usually when he does roll through, he kind of looks at the ceiling, looks at the floor. Hey, everything looks here. Great. Hey, Gino, how are you?
Enjoy a free meal.
Yep. Yeah. And gets himself a hoagie, signs off, and he is out of there.
Yeah, in many cases, the government inspections are laughable. They're jokes. And the part of third-party inspections and the marketplace inspections, which many of them exist in the restaurant industry, like big chains, they have their own inspectors that come in at surprise
times. The customer's the real inspector.
There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. We're out of time tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And happy 420, everybody. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.